Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be working on subtracting. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil. Let's write our names at the top of our papers. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color before we do a lot of writing. So if you look at your page, you're going to see a picture at the top, and we're going to be coloring some things and doing some things. And I want you to look at the tree, the big tree by the kite, and it has some leaves on it. Do you see the big tree by the kite? All right, let's count the leaves on that tree. Touch and count the leaves on that tree. 1, 2, 3, 4. There are 4 leaves on that tree. Let's color those leaves red. Any kind of red crayon will work. Color those leaves red. They're itty bitty, so this should not take us long. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, you can put down your red crayon. When we subtract, boys and girls, we have got to get the whole number in all before we take anything away. So we have 4 leaves on that tree. Can you find a black crayon or some kind of a really dark crayon, like maybe a dark purple? And let's cross out, let's put an X on 3 leaves. You pick the leaves, but I want you to X out 3 leaves. 1, 2, 3. We'll pretend those fell off. A wind came and they fell off. So if we were to write this number sentence, we would say we had 4 to begin with, 4 in all, minus 3 that flew away that we crossed off. How many are left? What does that equal? Yes, it equals 1. That means 4 minus 3 is the same as 1. Equals means the same. So when you have 4 take away 3, that equals 1. There's only 1 left. When you take away, you always end up with a smaller number. Well, let's put down our crayons and let's look at our picture again. Look at the big tree on the other side of the house. Let's touch and count the leaves on that big tree. Let's get the whole number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 leaves on the tree on the other side of the house. Let's color those leaves orange. Color and count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in all. When you subtract, you got to get the big number. You got to start with the whole amount. Go ahead and put down your orange crayon. Find that black crayon or that dark colored crayon. We're going to cross out 3 of those leaves. You pick them, but put an X over 3. 1, 2, 3. 7 leaves in all, take away 3 equals, how many are left? Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. So 7 minus 3 equals 4. It's the same as saying 4. Go ahead and put down all your crayons. When you subtract, you're going to end up with a smaller number because we're taking them away. So we started with 7, but we took 3 away, so now we only have 4 left. You always get a smaller number. Let's look at the windows on the house, the ones with the curtains. Count the windows with curtains on the house. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, don't forget the one on the door. 1, 2, 3. Let's color the curtains on those windows blue. Find a blue crayon and color the curtains the little fluffy, scallopy things on the edges. Blue. There's, looks like a window upstairs. It's got shutters on the sides, but we're coloring the curtains. And then don't forget the window on the door. It has curtains. And then the tall, skinny window next to the door has curtains. So how many windows is that? That's 1, 2, 3. Now let's color inside those windows yellow like somebody's home. Go ahead and color inside like somebody's home. And the lights are turned on. Somebody's home. So we have how many windows on this house with curtains? 3. That's our big number. That's our number in all. 1, 2, 3. Find that black crayon or that dark colored crayon. And let's put an X through 3 windows. 1, 2, 3. We had 3 windows and we crossed out 3 windows. Let's say they turned off their lights. So we started with 3 and then we took away 3. How many windows are left on the house with curtains? 0. None. 3 take away 3 equals 0. When you have 3 take away 3, that's the same as saying 0. Awesome job. Let's move on. Boys and girls, let's count the trees. How many trees are in our picture? 1, 2, 3, 4. That's going to be our whole number. That's going to be our number in all. Let's color our trees green and brown. You know, the leafy part green and the trunks brown. Go ahead and start coloring. So we've got 4 trees in all. When you subtract, you've got to get the big number, the whole amount, before you can start taking any away. In my class, sometimes my kids start to take away before they've counted the whole amount, and that won't work. You're going to get a number that does not exist. It won't make sense. For example, if I said, hey, I want us to take away 3 trees. We've been taking away 3 this whole time, right? Well, if you said, well, let's do 3, take away 4, that's not going to work. Because if you have 3 and that's all you've got, you can't take away 4. It won't work. There's not enough. You see what I'm saying? It won't work. You can't do it. For example, if I said, hey, I see that you've got 3, let's say Skittles. You've got 3 Skittles. Hey, will you give me 4? Would that work? Can you take away 4 if you only have 3? Nope. So you got to start with the biggest number. We got to get the whole amount. So we have 4 trees. I just finished the green leafy part. Now I'm working on the brown trunks. So once we have our big whole amount, then you can start taking away. Now 4 is our whole amount of trees. So the most we could take away would be 4. That's the most. We wouldn't be able to take away 5. There aren't 5. We wouldn't be able to take away 7. There aren't 7. We could take away 4 because there are 4. Or we could take away 3. Or we could take away 2. Or we could take away 1, or we could take away 0. If I don't take away any of these trees, how many would I have left? Yeah, 4. I would still have 4 if I didn't take any away. But the most we could take away would be 4 because that's our whole amount. I'm finished with all my trees. You take 3 more seconds to finish your trees. 3, 2, 1, let's put down all our crayons and find our black one or our dark colored one. We have 4 trees. I want you to pick 3 to put an X through. Cross out 3. 1, 2, 3. 4 trees, take away 3, equals how many left? 1. There's only 1 left. We started with 4. We took away 3, and now we only got 1 left. When you take away, you always end up with a smaller number. So 4 take away 3 is the same as 1. All right, let's move on. We've got one more. Here we go. Boys and girls, I don't know what all these dogs are doing in the street, and I hope their owners are somewhere near, but let's count the dogs in the street. Touch and count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 dogs are in the street or the sidewalk. Hopefully no cars are coming. I don't know what this is. Maybe it's a doggy daycare? Maybe. All right, let's color our dogs, make some of them brown, and make some of them black. You decide. Color some brown, some black. Yes, you can do brown and black, but we can't take too long and make these like perfect little doggies. You can do that later when you have extra time. So just start coloring some brown and some black. You can go back at the end and make some super cute if you want to. So kind of like save some stripes or spots for later. So we have 6 dogs in all. I have a challenge question for you. Ready? If we have 6 dogs in all, what would be the most that we could take away or subtract from 6 dogs in all? I hope you said 6. 6 would be the biggest amount we could take away because 6 is our whole number. We wouldn't be able to take away any more than 6. If you have 6 dogs in all, can 7 run away? No, because you've only got 6. So be sure to always get the big number. Get the big number when you subtract. Count the whole number. The whole amount, and then you can subtract. Okay, I'm on my last dog. I made 3 of mine brown and 3 of mine black, but honestly, it's whatever you want. And if you want to go back and add collars with colors and stuff like that, you can do that at the end. Okay, take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Find your black crayon or a dark colored crayon, and I want you to pick 3 dogs to put an X through. Pick 3 dogs. 1, 2, 3. We had 6 dogs. We took away 3. We crossed out 3. How many dogs are left? 1, 2, 3. 6 take away 3 equals 3. 6 take away 3 is the same as 3. Okay, put down your crayons. Find your blue crayon. We just had it somewhere. I'm going to use my blue-green. And let's color the counters in the tin frame. Do you see the tin frame? It's all the boxes with the circles in them. I like to call those circles counters. Ready? Let's color and count them. 1, we're coloring them blue, the circles, the counters. 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 5 counters in the tin frame. Put your blue crayon down. Find your black crayon. We're going to look at the end, the last 3 that we colored, and we're going to cross them out. Put an X through 3 counters. 1, 2, 3. 5 take away 3 equals how many? 2. Let's write that number on the line with our pencil. 5 is the whole amount, the whole number. We took away 3, and now we have 2 left. 5 take away 3 equals 2. Scoot over to where the hands are holding up some fingers. Let's count all the fingers. Let's get the whole amount. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Do you see the hand with the 3 fingers held up? Cross out each one of those fingers with your pencil. 1, put an X. 2, 3. We had 8 to begin. We crossed out 3. 8 subtract 3 equals, I don't even have to count them. How many? 5. I don't even have to count those fingers. I know when you've got all 5 held up, you've got 5. So 8 take away 3 equals 5. Let's go to the number line. That's that line with all the numbers. Do you see where I put a circle around the 7? Trace that circle with your pencil. And then we're going to do 7 take away 3. So we're going to trace the arrows hopping backwards 3 times. Ready? Trace. 1, 2, 3, 7, take away 3. We landed on what? 4. Put a box around the 4 with your pencil. Put a box around the 4. When you take away on a number line, you got to go backwards. You got to hop backwards because when you take away, the numbers get smaller. So 7, take away 3. We hopped 3 times equals 4. Let's look at the word that starts with E. See it right there? Let's trace that word. It says equals. Trace that word for me. EQUALS. Equals means the same. And there is a circle around the equal symbol. Trace that circle around the equal symbol. That's the symbol for equals. So 9, take away 3, equals 6. That means 9 take away 3 is the same as 6. Yeah. All right, scoot over, last part. I see a pencil cup. And I have a number sentence that says 7 take away 3. Let's count the pencils in the cup and make sure the whole amount is 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It says on the number sentence, 7 take away 3. Let's cross out 3 pencils. 1, 2, 3. How many pencils are left? Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. Write a 4 on the line. 7 take away 3 equals 4. Boys and girls, you did it. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.